This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. World of Agriculture is brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. The American Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmer and Rancher Chair stressed the need for a farm bill this year. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
An American Farm Bureau Federation young farmer testified before the Senate Ag Committee's Subcommittee on Commodities, Risk Management, and Trade. Kevin Lucier, chair of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer and Rancher Committee, says he spoke about the challenges facing young farmers and ranchers.
They talked about the importance of passing a bipartisan farm bill
and all that comes with that, Title I programs and the farm safety net, as well as highlighting the availability of capital for young farmers and ranchers to be able to get started in the agriculture industry.
Lucier says it is critical for farmers and ranchers to tell their story to elected officials.
When you can get up there and say, for example, the dairy margin coverage program and what that means to my farm, I think it really gives the senators or congressional members a great example of what these programs actually do, because I think they see them as a policy. They don't necessarily see them how it affects Kevin Lucier and his family farm.
That's why it's important that Congress gets a farm bill passed this year. Lucier says he got involved in advocating for agriculture after approaching State Farm Bureau members about his challenges.
They let me know that I'm not alone. There's young farmers and ranchers across this country that are dealing with the same issues. And it allowed me to learn and be trained on how to use my voice and be an advocate for agriculture, especially when it comes to passing a farm bill like this and the dire need of it. It's critical that we use our voice and tell our story.
For more information or to get involved, visit fb.org/advocacy. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.